We start our walk through its history by examining these elements one by one. This mansion was the residence of Hagiorgakis Kornesios, who hailed from Krituthera in the Paphos province and held the title of dragoman, or interpreter, to the Serai. This was a significant office awarded to highly educated individuals with mastery of the Greek and Turkish languages. As an interpreter, Hagiorgakis dealt with matters of taxation and administration, which brought him into contact with the local administration of Cyprus, that's the Musail, Turkish governor, and the Agas on the one hand, and the Kotsabashi, or local prelates, on the other. The people and the clergy held Hagiorgakis Kornesios in high regard and esteem. His cooperation with the clergy was a key factor in the dismissal of the tyrannical governor Hagibakis and earned him increased power and influence. Around 1796, he was appointed lifelong dragoman of Cyprus by edict issued by Sultan Selim III. As a result of his position and connections, the dragoman amassed considerable wealth. However, he never used his power and riches for his personal benefit. According to a poem by an unknown author, composed after Hagiorgakis' decapitation, as well as other written sources, Hagiorgakis contributed greatly to the protection of Christians and lepers, offered financial and moral support to the Church of Cyprus, and promoted education. He and his wife Marudia, Archbishop Chrysanthos' niece, displayed patriotic and charitable sentiments. Nevertheless, there were many who nursed negative feelings against the dragoman. His own and the Archbishop's ascendancy to the position of arbiters of the political and financial life of Cyprus caused the envy and anxiety of the Turkish Agas, who as conquerors had been accustomed to being the principal agents of authority and the privileged beneficiaries of such authority, but now saw themselves being supplanted. On the other hand, a part of the population resented the heavy taxes placed upon them and consequently resented Hagiorgakis, who was responsible for the collection of such taxes. The French consul Renault was also hostilely disposed towards him because he considered him a Russophile and, as a consequence, an enemy of France. This resentment manifested itself in the 1804 revolt of the islands Ottomans caused by increased taxation and the wheat shortage. The insurgents initially revolted against the Turkish authorities, but the authorities managed to turn their wrath against the church and the dragoman. The angry mob broke into and sacked Hagiorgakis' mansion. The dragoman himself escaped with his family to Constantinople, where they stayed for 3 years. Hagiorgakis appointed his assistant, a man named Nikolaos Nikolaidis, as his commissary. Nikolaidis was quick to take advantage of his position to become rich. He collaborated closely with the Musail and resorted to tyrannical methods for the collection of taxes. When the dragoman was cleared of all charges, he returned in 1807 to conduct an audit of the accounts. To avoid being called to account for their arbitrariness, Nikolaidis and Hasan Aga sent a slanderous report against him to the Sultan. The Sublime Porte then issued an order for the dragoman's arrest and for a full examination of his accounts for the past 20 years. Hagiorgakis was informed of this development and once again fled to Constantinople to prove his innocence. However, this time he was not successful. By order of the new Grand Vizier, Yusuf Ziya, who hated him, he was beheaded in Constantinople in March 1809, despite the efforts of the ambassadors of England and Russia. By the time they secured the Sultan's order for his release, it was too late. The dragoman's estate was confiscated, and his family suffered several years of exile and imprisonment. Hatice Hanim of the Turkish family of Magnasali bought the mansion for 13,000 grosse. In 1830, Telepi Yangos, the dragoman's youngest son, returned from Constantinople and bought the mansion with a loan he received from the archdiocese. Telepi Yangos settled there with his wife Yuliani, née Vondiziano. He died in 1874, and his wife remained at the mansion with the family of her niece, Urania Zakariadou Economidi, whom she had adopted as she had no children of her own. The mansion was then inherited by Urania's four daughters. The last tenant, Yulia Piki, died in 1979. In accordance with her wish and the wish of her sister, Anna Dimitriadis, the part of the mansion that belonged to them was donated to the Archdiocese, together with the furnishings. The remaining part was acquired by the Department of Antiquities. Thanks to the efforts of the Department of Antiquities, the mansion was declared an ancient monument in 1935. From 1981 to 1987, it underwent thorough maintenance and restoration and was awarded the Europa Nostra Prize. In its present form, the mansion maintains the layout it had at the end of the 19th century, that is, before it was divided among the heirs and partitioned. It is a monument that preserves and exudes the atmosphere prevailing both in Hagiourgakis' era and in its more recent history. Today, it functions as an ethnological museum and a venue for cultural events.